to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed past. Where secrets reveal themselves, journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Welcome to another edition of NTPRT, that is North Texas Paranormal Research Team, our podcast. I'm Suzanne.
I'm Amber.
And we are going to get started with a bunch of little things. We have been on a hiatus here lately, wrapping things up, busy with our normal lives that are very busy. And we thought that we would touch base with y'all, you know, with it being Halloween. And let's go ahead and let's start in with our page. Amber, you go ahead and boot that page up. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
All right. We have started chat again every other Thursday. So check on the website to see when chat will be. We just had it this past Thursday, which was... Since you don't have your phone on you, I'll look at mine. Pulling up calendar. So we just had chat on the 7th. Our next chat is going to be October 21st. So if you can join us, come on in and join us for a live chat. You can talk to a lot of the crew members. The only thing that we don't do is the general public. We don't have them accompany us on ghost hunts. So that'll save you a little bit of agony and pain of coming in and asking us to come with us on a ghost hunt. The general public typically doesn't come with us, but we are getting in the works where you can follow us on Twitter and on video, where we'll have actual live feed and live streams of what's going on in our ghost hunts, and you can follow right along with us. We're still working on that one. Hopefully by the next one, we'll have that going. What do you think, Amber?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what we're trying to look at.
It'll be a good one. Amber's sitting here shaking going, I don't know. But yes, that's what we're working on. All right, Amber, tell us a little bit about the departments that they will see on the main page.
When we're talking about our main page, we're talking about ntprt.org. And the main things, you can go and see Meet the Crew. Each one of us are listed there. You can learn a little bit about us and who we are and see pictures about us. They're kind of old pictures. We're getting ready to update all of this, and you can see a few pictures of different ghost hunts that we've done together and kind of learn us. To me, that's one of the neatest parts about our page. And of course, you can learn about each investigation that we've done. It lists them under the NTPRT investigations. And
not all of the investigations we have done are up there, just a few of them. Some of the investigations that we've done, we haven't gotten client permission to put it on the web. So it's going to limit what's up there for our jobs.
And then EVP and ITC. The ITC is really interesting to me because it happens to be my own TV. And so...
With the clown in it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is. And we did a podcast on that last time.
Yep. And you love clowns.
No. And then, of course, the photo gallery, which is really cool to me. It has some pictures of the different things that we've seen. And, of course, my favorite, Fort Richardson, which I could go to every weekend and be just fine.
Oh, yeah. I love Fort Richardson.
Love that place. Grew up there, so it's really neat. And then, of course, the video library, which, again, has a picture of you-know-who from Fort Richardson. And... each one of these videos just kind of gives us an insight to what we think, different people put up there about, you know, what is EVP and things like that. And, you know, that's a good thing for you guys to do. If you have any questions about EVP or ITC or any of that stuff that's on our website, please join our, live chats. That's awesome topic that we can go over and kind of explain to you what's going on. And what we've seen Let's see. The next one would be the message forums, of course, all the forums, which we love seeing and looking at. And we're going to start posting a little bit more in the forums. Again, our lives have just gotten crazy lately. And then, of course, podcasts, which is obviously right now. Then, you know, there's some other things on our website, related info on links to other related sites, live chat room, which is really, you know, what I've been talking about coming on and asking questions and stuff. And our equipment list, that lists all of our equipment that we do have. We've actually gotten some new equipment that's not listed on there yet. So we'll be listing that very, very soon. Let's see what else. You know, we kind of really try to give y'all some insight to what we know. And there's some really knowledgeable people on our group. So this glossary of terms is really cool. If we say anything in any of our forums or, you know, on the podcast or anything that you don't know the meaning to, it could be here on this list. We try to update this as much as possible. Let me see. Just trying to think of anything else that we really need to go over.
Everything you need is in the left-hand side. So when you go to the main page, everything that you need to navigate the site with is over on the left-hand side. Then, of course, we have a Twitter. Our Twitter handle is NTPRT. So you can see pictures that we post. I post pictures from our hunts that we do, from some of the just different pictures around. I'll just hold up my camera phone and I'll just take pictures and I'll just tweet them. And then we have our Facebook page. What's the name of our Facebook page, Amber?
It is NTPRT Crew.
We have a lot of friends on Facebook. I realize everybody uses Facebook. Amber's a Facebook fiend, and I'm a Twitter tweeter.
Twit?
You're a twit. A Twitter tweeter twitter.
She's a twit. And some other things on the website that's really cool, of course, we have this search bar. But on down, we have the message boards, and we have the Halloween telltales, and, you know, we really do want you guys to come in here and give us your stories and tell us about your ghosts and tell us about things that you've seen and your thoughts on Halloween and, you know, what we can do to help you guys. And we just hope that you enjoy our website as much as we do. We feel like it's really easy to get around and real informative.
Go into the forums and post some of your Halloween ghost stories that you may have, some of the Halloween experiences maybe that you've had. I know my daughter has started working in a haunted house, and she's grown up with haunted houses around and, of course, living in real haunted houses. So she's not really too scared working there, but I see some of the pictures, and it's kind of frightening to me. Because the place that she's working is a national renowned haunted house. She had to actually go through an audition to get the part. And it looks kind of scary to me. I mean, when you have to go, your haunted house is an old meatpacking plant.
Yeah.
That to me is rather spooky itself.
And that brings up a good point. You know,
where's your best haunted house been
right.
That you've gone through?
Yeah, where's the best haunted house? What are your haunted house stories? You know, have you worked in one?
What's the best
one?
Haunted house you've been through?
This is funny. The best one that I've ever been through was actually a tiny little one in Azle, Texas. And it was at an elementary school.
Oh, dear God.
It was.
Wait, how old were you?
I had to be at least 12.
Okay.
12 or 13. And my dad was actually, it was put on by the police department and the fire department. And my dad was actually in it. And I don't know why that one just sticks in my head. Because I've been in several of them in Azle. I mean, we used to do them at the mayor's house and other things like that, which were a lot of fun. But for some reason, this one just stuck in my head. I guess because I went to school there. So it was kind of neat. But that was the best one that I've ever been to. How about you?
I don't like them. I live them.
Yeah.
I just go out into my living room and there it is.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. To me, you know, that's kind of, I kind of want to see what stories people bring upon because I've heard people getting punched when they're working.
Don't you want to go to the one Haley's working
yeah,
at?
Yeah, I do. I think we should, I honestly think we should post and go all there together and I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be really
good. Yeah, we could. Okay, field trip.
You know, I think we should not tell Haley we're going. Just show up.
We're not going to tell her that we're going at all, and we'll just show up.
But, you know, there's all kinds of neat, neat stuff on our website. And
I know something Amber's excited about.
Uh-oh.
That is coming out here pretty soon.
Oh, yay! Paranormal Activity 2. Okay, those of you that heard me and Suzanne talking last year, we, you know, I had just seen Paranormal Activity, the first one. And somebody, I don't know how I didn't know, but I thought it was real. I thought it was based on a true story. And I seriously could not sleep after three nights. I had to have the lights on, and my husband thought it was really funny to pull the covers off of me in the middle of the night. And now that
he's a hoot.
I know. And now that the second one is coming out, and what is that other one we saw that was based upon the same kind of thing? Remember?
Oh, gosh. What was the name of that one?
I don't know. But this Paranormal Activity 2, I cannot wait.
Here, let's ask the boys. They're in the other room. They're not wanting to partake. Hey, Mark. Chris. What was the name of that other paranormal movie that came on after that we just saw? What?
Casey House?
Casey House?
Casey House?
No, come here. Come here, dude.
No, it's the one that was based on, it was like Paranormal
Activity. It was like Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Entity.
Hey, look, y'all heard Mark. What was it again?
Paranormal Entity.
Woo! Hey, Mark got in on the podcast. Thank you for that lovely gesture.
Go sniff your Efren. No, yeah, Paranormal Entity, which, you know,
it was pretty good. I liked it.
I did like it, but I'm so excited about Paranormal Activity
2. I liked Paranormal Activity 2. The second one looks scary.
It's just like a, I don't know. I think it's like a phase that everybody's going through that they're all excited about ghosts all of a sudden. And I think it starts coming, around Halloween. And, you know, Suzanne, that's a question I wanted to ask you. You know, we do this a lot. And, you know, the last year we've kind of thought off just a tiny bit for personal reasons. And, you know, we're getting back into it. How does it make you feel that everybody, you know, this is something we do in our normal lives all the time, but they just get all excited around Halloween? How does that make you feel?
I think it feels so sad people don't do this all year round.
It does me too, but I'm glad that they do get excited about it. I mean, because, you know, each time has its season. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited about Halloween.
And it seems ghost hunting groups pop up all over the place and then they die out after Halloween. Just know NTPRT is always here year round, even though we're not very vocal. We don't throw ourselves out there a whole lot, partly because we're too busy doing the investigations and going over the research from our investigations.
Right.
We answer a lot of emails from a lot of people. We had to take down our 1-800 number. We had to. We were getting calls at 2 and 3 in the morning. We were getting calls about UFOs, calls about, I need help right now. You've got to get rid of this ghost. And it just got to be too much that we couldn't handle it. So, well, not that we couldn't handle it, but it became too overwhelming when all the members are basically on the phone every night after our own jobs handling these, and it's been a lot easier to manage from email, just having everything come through email, because I think a lot of times people do get scared in the middle of the night, and yes, it may be something, yes, it may not be something, but the first thing you're going to do, especially if you're there alone and you think it's a ghost, is you call someone demanding them come out right then and there, and when that doesn't happen, you drop it, or, you know, we go out and we investigate it.
I know. You know, something else I'd like for Halloween stories and tales for people to tell us is tell us what you know, we're trying to decide what we want to do for Halloween. It's only a couple of weeks away, and where we want to go and what we want to be for Halloween, because obviously we want to do some kind of hunt. Why don't you guys give us your ideas and tell us what you think we should do? Give us some of your input. Of course, it needs to be a little local and not too way out or anything like that, but
I'd be interested to know if anybody's going to go on any of the historical tours, like of Granbury, Jefferson, Grapevine or the San Antonio Ghost Tour or even the Louisiana Ghost Tour, some of those ghost tours that are set put on by your cities, if anybody's ever been on one or going to go to one, I'd like to hear if they found anything.
You know what would be neat is if NTPRT did one for Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's the cool thing about
what's
these
the building? The radio station building. What it?
Oh, if you wouldn't have said that.
I know. It's a country western radio station in Sundance Square in downtown Fort Worth.
It's next door to Hyenas
and Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice, that's right.
It's an awesome place, but it is very haunted. Their basement, the Fort Worth Star Telegram does a write-up. 93.4 or something like that. It's not the Wolf, is it?
No. Let me see.
We're going to look it up real quick. Amber is very handy with the computer.
Haunted radio station.
Or she may not be real handy. We'll see.
Wow, that's...
I've got my handy dandy... Yeah, this is just painful. We're all ready for Halloween. We love Halloween. I think I'm going to have this out with me Halloween night using it. But if you've heard of any...
I think it's 91.7.
It very well could be. Sundance Square?
Or 95.9. No, it's 95.9 The Ranch.
The Ranch. That's what it is. The Ranch. 95.9 The Ranch.
Yeah.
They are in a haunted building. So if you work for that radio station, NTPRT, we would like to come on in there. But if you work for that radio station and you have any personal experiences with hauntings or you've seen something, oh man, contact us big time. We would love to interview you or post on our forums. That would just be... I'd be beside myself.
That would be really neat.
I'd be crazy.
You know, they were having, they're having some kind of ranch bash or whatever for 95.9. And I wonder, that's one of the reasons why they're doing it is because they're haunted and they're doing it right at Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I've heard stories that people won't go into the basement alone at all, even during the day, and that people hear things creaking around. And one story that I heard is that one of the owners of that building went upstairs and he hung himself or shot himself. I can't remember which. I've heard both. He hung himself and then another that he shot himself. And another that he shot his lover, and then he shot himself. But all of downtown Fort Worth, there's tons of places around there that are haunted. The little bookstore over off on Throckmorton, that old used bookstore, it is massively haunted. I do know that firsthand from my mother used to talk about that as when she was a little girl. And a lot of people don't realize the history of Fort Worth. You had Hell's Acres. That was over near Lancaster that was full of all your brothels and your bars. And that place over there is massively haunted. So if you live in another city, what are some of the hauntings of that city? Have you ever lived anywhere else that you remember hauntings?
Me? Yes. Are you asking me?
And you're just going to leave it there?
I was like, are you asking me?
I don't have crickets. But I have a wolf. I don't have crickets.
Sorry, I was typing. I was trying to figure out what happened to that person at the ranch. Mystic ghost. Anyways, yes, I have. I lived in a house where my ex-husband and there was a clown that lived there. And he was very, very scary.
Oh, dear God.
He was bozo and a hobo and like a military man all...
This is why people don't like clowns.
This is
why every haunted house has a clown room. Have you not noticed that? Every haunted house has a clown room.
Did they have one at Haley's?
Yes. And no one wants to work it. Everybody that works in the haunted clown room is afraid of clowns.
The Baker Hotel. Oh, that popped up.
Oh, hey, is anybody going to the Baker Hotel this Halloween? That would be good to know. One thing I would be interested in is how many cemeteries do people really go to during Halloween and disturb, you know, the rest of people?
I'm trying to figure out what happened in that house because it...
Let's see what we can find. Miss Molly's... Oh, that's Miss Molly's Bed and Breakfast. That's in...
is that the same?
Stockyards. That's in Stockyards, and it is crucially haunted. Very bad. I bet you, and I may be speaking out of turn here, and let us know in our forums if I am, but I'm just wondering where the most haunted city is. I'm really interested in, because Fort Worth really seems to be extremely haunted, but what other city out there is one of the most haunted? Look it up. Let's see. Most haunted city.
I think
city.
I know the answer to that.
What do you think it is?
I think it's going to be New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. It could be New Orleans or it could be Fort Worth. It might be New Orleans. The most haunted city in the United States. Okay, at home, take a guess and let's see if you're right. I don't have a TikTok sound effect, but here, we'll have this. Wait.
Haunted cities in America.
Is drum, and I don't have a drum roll. Well, it's coming up, so here's a sound effect.
Okay, the top 10.
Let's see. Ooh, the top 10 of 2011 and 10. Oh, you're moving it too fast. You were right!
How is
New Orleans!
New Orleans is number one.
I've been there, actually, in that building.
Beautiful. New Orleans.
Ah, Laveau. And who's next? Oh, that's more.
Oh, these are all in there.
Okay.
So these are all in New Orleans. Because, see, that's why I thought it was. Because, of course...
All right, Katrina. Come on, let's go down and let's see who's number two. Galveston, Texas.
Do you notice
Galveston.
Something? Galveston. Do you notice something?
Natural disasters.
Yep. Because that's the flood of, when was that?
That's the hurricane, 1900.
No. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah there was a storm that surge that came up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if another one, number three.
Wow.
Yeah, he was frightening.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, Pennsylvania is number three. Way to go, Amish country.
West
Key, Florida's?
Key West, Florida. Robert the Haunted Doll.
Okay, way to go, Florida.
That's crazy because we just got back from Key West on July 4th.
You need to go see the Haunted Doll.
Yeah, I need to. Savannah, Georgia, which
was Georgia for? Five. Okay, Georgia, you're five.
Five. Let's see. Six, Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow.
Seven, San Francisco, California. I can
see that. A lot of history there.
Let's see. Eight, Chicago, Illinois. Ooh.
Ew, what the heck is that?
It's a picture of a baby. A devil baby.
Ew.
Resurrection Mary. All right. Let's keep going.
This is kind of a neat sight.
Miami, Florida. I can see
Wow,
that.
Florida. You've got two cities on there.
And
I never would have guessed it.
Salem, Massachusetts would be number 10.
Oh, yeah. I can see
Salem,
that.
Salem. Sorry, I'm Texan.
Oh, and look, they've got tours. 20 questions with Molly Stewart.
I guess we need to plug this website. So
give them the website because you might want to go see. This is pretty interesting.
This is pretty neat. It's Haunted America Tours and it's hauntedamericatours.com. You know, I'd be interested. There's another top 10 on here. I'd like to see how close they are if it says the same city.
Let's see. Here we go. Comparing the web.
Okay.
Let's take a bet if New Orleans is first.
Alcatraz is number 9.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
California still, Bachelor, San Francisco.
Okay, number 10, let's back up. Number 10 is Bachelor Grove Cemetery in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Number 9
only
is Alcatraz.
Only bachelors buried there?
Now, Alcatraz, only what?
Only bachelors are buried there?
I don't know why that says that. Alcatraz.
Oh, it's the dumping ground. Look
have
at it.
Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
Yes, I have.
I loved
it. We were stationed out in California at one of the...
of course,
braces, and we went on a school field trip to Alcatraz, and that was back when you could go in it.
We went in it too. Did they do the tour with the book tour or whatever, where you get to listen?
No, we had a guide that spoke to us, and I just remember being in fifth grade and being scared.
Wow, y'all are going to be surprised about number 7. But number 8 is Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania.
Another one.
Number 7, the White House.
The White House?
That's what it says. Both American government and paranormal activity, many West Wing staffers say they felt the presence of Abraham Lincoln and other presidential figures. Man, that would be the best place to do. And then, of course, Myrtle Plantation.
Myrtle.
And number 6. Number 5, the Alamo.
Oh, yeah. And it's here in our own backyard, and I never really have thought about going and doing anything in the Alamo.
4, Gettysburg.
And San Antonio has Ghost Hunt Tour big time, and that on the Riverwalk, there's a hotel that is haunted, too, and it even boasts.
This would be awesome. You know,
Murderous Revenge. Where?
Once on a small rocky island in Maine, the Seguin Island Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, you're on your own there. Have fun.
Oh, man, I would love that. That'd be awesome. What does it say? Supposedly, the keeper's wife had driven him insane by playing the same song repeatedly on the piano, which he'd given to her as a present. Visitors to the island say whispers of the song are carried in the Atlantic breeze. Then number 2 is Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be staying there. I'm good. I'm real good.
And number 1 is San Diego's Whaley House. In a mangled execution at San Diego's Whaley House in 1853, Yankee Jim, who had been arrested for grand larceny, was hung. It says hung. But Jim was too tall for the noose, and his death was drawn out for more than an hour before stunned spectators. Visitors have reported feeling a sensation of tightening around their throats upon entering. Ooh, you know, that feels funky. Do you remember that house we went to? I don't even remember when or where. When I kept feeling that pressure on my throat. That is the weirdest sensation.
I'm good not going there, too. I'm real good.
Okay, I want to keep doing this. This is cool. America's most haunted places with the real ghosts.
Okay, like all of the others were fake. The third one down says, hey, we're real ghosts. Guys, you can find a lot of stuff on the internet.
This is the same one we just did. Okay, so let's just see that. That's the same. Top 10 most haunted cities. Ghost hunters can narrow their search for the most haunted.
All right, let's see what this one says.
Let's see if we can narrow
I'll bet you searches. Still you got New Orleans, and you've got San Francisco, Pennsylvania, and Fort Worth in there. Maybe. What? Tell us what you're up to.
Huh? What is this? Timmy's...
Yeah.
Okay, not everyone enjoys Savannah, Georgia. Oh, yeah, it's just the same one. City, it's not as good as the other ones.
Hey, at least they're consistent. At least they are consistent.
Yeah, at least they are famous haunting. Okay. What is the most? Everything's saying that it's Savannah, Georgia is the most.
Wow. I would not have thought of Savannah, Georgia.
I've seen that, like, that's the third time I've seen that on the website. It's fourth time now. And the White House keeps pulling up.
I have heard White House before.
Third most haunted city in the United States, Galveston, Texas.
Galveston. See, I would have thought Fort Worth.
Yeah, we're having a blast.
Mark just came in and interrupted us and asked us if we're still going. Mark, we're having fun. Come on in and join us. Look. Come here. Look what we found.
Guess what we found.
What did you find?
Top 10 most haunted cities in America.
Who do you think it is? Let's get Mark's opinion.
Most haunted.
Okay, we stumped him, folks.
I would say...
Wait, who?
Up in the Northeast.
Up in the Northeast?
Yeah.
Savannah, Georgia.
See, he doesn't want to commit to a actual name.
Hey, but you know what one is, a top one that I was really shocked? The White House.
I wasn't shocked.
Abraham Lincoln roams the halls.
I
Isn't that cool?
And you can go stay in the place where Lizzie Borden was. How about that? You want to go there?
Yeah, I knew about that.
You want to stay there?
Sure.
No, I'm good. I can stay in the hotel while y'all go there.
And Alcatraz. Alcatraz would be fun. Yeah, the White House, Myrtle Plantation, the Alamo. We've been to the Alamo and we didn't even do a ghost hunt.
That's true. We should have.
Oh. Jerry, epic fail.
Jerry and her horse.
Yeah. We got a picture of a horse. And floated the river. That was a bad effort.
That's because it was your birthday.
Yes.
We got to do that again.
All right. So we're about to start to wrap this up. We've rambled on enough. We have found some really interesting places. We went over the website. We went over our chat review. If y'all can come on into our chat. When was it again? The 21st?
The 21st. Yeah.
The 21st. If y'all can come on into our chat, the 21st, go to ntprt.org. Go down on the left-hand side, go to live chat, hit that, and you will be in the live chat room. Select your name, and you can join us. Maybe you can tell us about your most favorite haunted place or what you've done on Halloween and things like that. Amber's still having fun going through the whole Mystic Ghost Tour stuff. But we are going to sign off. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Amber?
Oh, yeah. Y'all have a great Halloween, and we hope to hear from you guys soon so that we know what we want to do. Y'all have a great night, and we'll talk to you later. Have a great holiday.
Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves, journeys lead to knowledge.